On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm excited to hear what we're talking about today. What is going on in movie land at the moment?
Yeah, so not a huge amount of big new releases at the cinema this week. It's still the school holidays, so there is a film called 100% Wolf, which is like a cartoon about a werewolf who turns into a poodle, I think. So that's a thing. But there's a couple of other cool film-related happenings happening.
Okay.
The first is the Show Me Shorts short film festival that's been going for quite a while now, quite a well-established part of the New Zealand film calendar. That starts tomorrow at Rialto Newmarket, where they play little clusters of short films. This is an increasingly, you know, ingrained thing that happens, and some of the films, it's an Oscar qualifying festival, so any New Zealand films that play
awesome.
It get to go into the mix for the Oscars, if that ever happens again. And but the more exciting thing is we've talked about the Hollywood Cinema in Avondale quite a bit, which is this wonderful repertory theatre that plays new and old stuff, and they're doing a whole month of horror programming for Halloween.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're calling it Horrorwood, and they've got a whole lot of...
I see what they did there.
Yes, it's very, very punny. They're playing some new films, notably a film called Saint Maud, which is a sort of an indie horror thing that's getting really good reviews that I'm really amped to see. But they're also playing a whole lot of horror classics.
This could be the time I finally go and watch all these movies that I've been too scared to see in the rest of my life.
This could be a time of rebirth for you. You could sort of just shock yourself into dealing with these kind of films. But it's a really well programmed. They've pretty much got a new interesting film almost every night.
Awesome.
There's classics like Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, going back to like Herschel Gordon Lewis films like 2000 Maniacs and The Wizard of Gore, and then newer stuff like the first two Scream movies are playing together.
Fun.
A film that was playing at Sundance called Scare Me, which sounds really cool. The Hills Have Eyes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my gosh, The Hills Have Eyes was the first horror film I ever saw, and it was traumatizing. I was way too young to be watching that.
How old were you?
I think like 12 or something.
I feel like that's how everybody either gets like baptized or traumatized by horror films, as they watch it at a sleepover when they're like
a
little bit too young, and it either puts them on a righteous path of loving horror or just terrifies them for the rest of their lives. Me.
Yeah, The Hills Have Eyes is one of those movies where if you were young enough and you'd pick up the video cover or whatever and you'd be like, is this a thing that happened, or is cannibals in the mountains type situation? Opportunities. They're playing The Witches, the adaptation.
I can do that.
Roald Dahl's The
I
Witches.
I can do The Witches.
Angelica
it's
Houston.
A kids film.
Yeah.
It's a scary kids film. Thank you, Tess.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying kids film.
Before.
It's a
classic.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool that they're doing that. I've always loved. I haven't always loved. I've since the Hollywood has started programming itself this way with the current owners, they've been doing a really great job of bringing that repertory film exhibition vibe to New Zealand, which is a big part of why I moved to LA in the first place. So this has helped softening the blow of no longer living over there. Sorry, Tess.
I was going to say, can you buy like a season pass to this, or do you pay per film?
I believe it is per film, but I think you can become a member.
Oh, that's cool.
And the tickets are cheaper if you're a member. They're doing something at the end of the month. John Carpenter's 1980 film, The Fog, they're playing it in Fogorama.
Does that mean the fog machine's going to be cranking?
Yes.
That sounds fun.
Very, very cool idea. So I couldn't be more excited for Horrorwood at the Hollywood, and I encourage everyone to go check it out.
I'll be very interested to hear. I don't know if I'll be able to do the Fogorama myself, because I feel like that might place me inside the film too much.
Get too deep
but
into
it. I'll be very interested to hear what kind of experience that creates to, while you're watching it.
Well, I think the Hollywood's done kind of like immersive experiences before. I think they did maybe Xanadu and had some like strobe lights and a fog machine set up for that as well, and apparently that was really fun. So I imagine it'll be a very good time. They always do the Rocky Horror and things like that as well, and you know that involves a bit of audience participation. So I think that sounds like a very, very good recommendation there, Fabian.
Yeah, fun. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. I'll definitely go to The Witches, I'll tell you what. I do love that movie, even though Angelica Houston is like terrifying and incredible in equal measures. So,
yeah, I think it might be time for me to revisit that one too.
Hey, thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. We'll see you at the Hollywood then, and talk to you next week.
Awesome. Cheers. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Perhaps.